This is Dr. Alexander Doman, D-O-M-A-N, dictating independent medical evaluation from a patient, Anna Johnson, A-N-N-A, last name Johnson, J-O-H-N-S-O-N, date of birth, July 27, 1987. This will read as follows. Tumor may concern. Anna Johnson is a 36-year-old woman who was seen in this office for independent medical examination in the specialty of orthopedic surgery on March 28, 2024, period. This lady is seen for complaints of a neck pain following a work injury that that she sustained on February 28, 2023, period. At that time, she describes an injury in which she was in a woman's bathroom stall when a light fixture fell down and struck her on the top of her head. Period. Following this contusion, she was seen at the U.S. Military Hospital Emergency Medical Treatment Center on the same day period. New paragraph, multiple records have been reviewed, including from this treatment center on February 28, 2023 period. Other records reviewed have included a IME examination of May 10 by an orthopedic surgeon, comma, Dr. Gabby Phillips, period. Other records include an eye clinic record and multiple records from Alia Hospital, it's A-L-I-A, period. Records from SERCO injury report have been reviewed, as well as later records from Regenerative Ortho and Spine Institute, period. An MRI study of the cervical spine report from March 14, 2023 has also been reviewed, period. New paragraph. Initially, this lady had complaints of head pain as well as a neck pain, period. She was diagnosed with a contusion, period. There were no objective findings contained in the medical reports, period. New paragraph of the MRI study of the cervical spine showed chronic degenerative disc changes at multiple levels, C4 to C7, with minor disc protrusions at C4 to C6. Period. new paragraph. New paragraph. Ms. Johnson ultimately did return to work, but then describes a second incident on August 20, 2023, when she was inadvertently hit by a coworker on the left jaw with her elbow when another coworker appeared to want to attack this coworker, period. As a result, she has had worsening pain in the temporomandibular joint area, which was also pre-existing, according to Ms. Johnson, period. New paragraph, past history is significant for occasional headaches in the past, period. She denies a prior history of neck pain, period. Referee system significant for subjective sensitivity to light, period. New paragraph, upon her return to the United States in October 2023, she has had treatment at Regenerative Orthopedic and Spine Institute, period. She's had extensive physical therapy during this time. Period. She's had multiple medications, including muscle relaxants and pain pills, period. The paragraph review systems shows that she has had administrative responsibilities that is not a physical type job when she has been working overseas in the Middle East with Serco, S-E-R-C-O, period. She states that prior to working overseas, she had done work in medical billing up until 2020 and has also been a kindergarten a teacher in the past, period. New paragraph. On examination today, this lady is in no acute distress, period. She is approximately 5 foot 5 inches and 248 pounds, period. She does not smoke or drink, period. She has diffuse tenderness to light touch throughout the areas of the paracervical muscles, as well as over the left and right trapezius muscles, diffusely in the upper thoracic spine, diffusely to minimal touch, period. She has extreme subjective complaints of pain with range of motion of the cervical spine beyond approximately 50% of normal, period. On examination of the reflexes, the biceps and triceps reflexes are normal and symmetric, period. Graded muscle strength testing in the left and the right upper extremity is intact, including the biceps, triceps, rotator cuff muscles, hand muscles, and grip strength, period. There is excellent range of motion of the left and right shoulder, period. Manual dexterity is normal, bilateral, period. There's no signs of muscular atrophy in the left or the right upper extremity, period. The patient does not appear to cooperate with range of motion testing of the cervical spine, period. She has grossly exaggerated complaints of neck pain with minor axial compression over her head, period. New paragraph. Questions to be resolved. Number one, a detailed history as it relates to this lady's in correction. New questions to resolve. Number one, please take a detailed history as it pertains to the examinee's injury. A detailed history has been obtained as stated above. Period. Paragraph number two. Please state the subjective complaints and objective findings, period. There are no objective findings noted on the examination today, period. Her subjective complaints appear extreme and grossly exaggerated for purposes of deceiving this examiner, period. The lack of objective findings contradicts her subjective complaints, period. Paragraph number three, what is the diagnosis? The diagnosis is a malingering patient. Period. The prognosis is excellent, as this is a normal examination with evidence of clear malingering. Draft number four, based on the medical records and the and this lady's subjective complaints, the nature and cause of her subjective orthopedic complaints is because this patient is clearly malingering with a normal orthopedic evaluation period. Accordingly, there is no exacerbation or aggravation period. No additional testing is necessary period. Next number, which will be number five. Prior to this alleged injury, there is unrelated pre-existing condition of degenerative disc disease of the cervical spine, as well as a history of migraine headaches. Temporal mandibular joint pain also appears to be entirely unrelated to the incident in question. New paragraph number six. Do you agree with the treatment being rendered to date? Period. Question mark. No, I do not agree with that the treatment rendered to date has been reasonable or necessary and related to the incident in question. Period. The rationale for this is because this patient has a normal orthopedic evaluation with clear evidence of lingering. Period. Therefore, no treatment is appropriate. Period. Paragraph number seven. Do you feel this lady is capable of returning to her usual and customary job duties in a full-time capacity? Question mark. Yes, it is my firm and definite opinion this lady is able to work in a full-time, regular duty capacity without restrictions. Period. Number eight, has maximum medical improvement been reached? Question mark. Yes, maximum medical improvement has long been reached and would have been fully reached within 2 weeks of the alleged injury. Next number. Are there work restrictions? Question mark. No, there are no work restrictions. Period. Number 10. Based on your examination and review of the records, are there issues regarding secondary gain and malingering? Question mark. Yes, as stated above, it is my clear and definite opinion of this examiner that this lady is malingering for purposes of secondary financial gain. Period. There are no objective findings on physical examination. Period. Instead, there are multiple findings on the physical examination of clear and intentional symptom magnification for purposes of deceiving this examiner. Period. New paragraph. New paragraph. I certify that this report is complete and accurate to the best of my knowledge. New paragraph. Sincerely, Alexander Doman, M.D. And then put below my name, put down a board certified orthopedic surgeon. End of dictation. Thank you.